Good morning, this is Justin Nyoni. Welcome to Justin Nyoni Audio. And today I've got a very, very special audio for you. It's Grant Cardone, the 10X guy. And he's talking about the mindset of success. And I like the guy's energy. I like his mindset. I think we take for granted the importance of mindset, the importance of feeding your mind every day with motivational material, things that uplift you. Things that move you forward. You know, I just woke up this morning and I'm finishing my book right now. And I woke up with a thought, you know. I woke up with a deadline in my mind. And I realized how every single day, you know, you need that something that will lift you up and keep you pushing forward. You know, despite the problems, despite the distractions, despite everything. You know, I was just teaching my son yesterday, having the test for his sales and also his number two. And we call it But I realized when I was going through his school books that he was slacking a bit, so I started trying to push him. And, you know, and the more I push him, the more I want to push myself because I felt guilty, like I can't expect more from him than I expect from myself. So I realized that sometimes we slack off. We might know something, but we might not write it down. I swear that didn't even work, and that's what we do in our lives also. You might know a thing, you might have an idea, but if you don't put it down, if you don't put it out there, you're not pushing yourself enough to put yourself out there. So that's one of the things that I can encourage you with. So enjoy Grant Cardone, 10X guy. Success is a mindset game. Let's go for success. I hope you have a successful day. Listen to this, be uplifted. Cheers, have a good day.
How many believe success is a mind game?
My goal is to meet as many people on this planet as possible, people that are positive, people that have more time to create than to be critical, more time to hustle than they have to hate, and they want to actually add strategy and techniques that are proven to grow their business so that they can take care of their family and their church.
You should write this down every day. This year is either going to be better for me or it's going to be worse for me. How many couples in the room? How many married couples in the room? My marriage is either going to get better this year or it's going to get worse. My money's going to get better or it's going to get worse. My health is going to get better. My health is going to get worse. What I do today will determine whether it's going to be better or whether it's going to be worse. It will not be up to Trump. It will not be up to the Democrats. It will not be up to something that happens in Iran. It won't be up to the stock market. It's up to you. Okay? You guys want it to be better or worse? How much better? 10x better, baby, 10x. You don't want it to be a little better. You need to start thinking like this, okay? First, get rid of the little think and the old ideas and the middle class mentality. I'm gonna go to work, I'm gonna save some money, I'm gonna put it in the bank, I'm gonna give it to the man. What's the bank do? The bank doesn't even keep your money. They hate money. Cash is? It's trash. Cash is garbage. It's pieces of garbage paper. It is only useful when it is used, if you're taking notes. They didn't teach you this in school. This should have been taught basic fifth grade, sixth grade, not when in high school or college. Cash, this is a piece of paper, okay? It is a piece of paper. It's worthless. This is a piece of paper. This actually has more value. This piece of paper right here has more value than this piece of paper right here. Why? Because one person has this piece of paper. 2,000 people have this data. You understand? This piece of paper right here is useless though until it is used. How many of you were taught to save stuff? How many of you got sticky notes and you save them? You write like 17 different things on one sticky note. I don't want to use the whole pad. I'm gonna make this sticky pad last the rest of my life. Okay? You gotta get rid of the little think, folks. This little think is killing you. Let's find out if you got the little think. How many believe success is a mind game? Dude, it starts right here. You gotta fix this. You gotta get rid of. Let's find out if you've been affected. Okay, I want you to look at your refrigerator at home. What's in it? Water? Nothing's in it? It's empty. It's very frugal of you. Let's buy a refrigerator, keep it empty. Okay? Huh? Leftovers? What kind of leftovers? What do you got in there? A week old salad. He opens the refrigerator, maybe tomorrow. I don't want to throw it away. Why? Because his mother taught him that. Eat all your food, eat all your food, eat all your food. How many of you were brought up like this? Three times a day, eat it all.
Okay, this is the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And please, please, please subscribe. Old Money University on Spotify. Let's grow the community. Tell a friend and send me a message, please. I would like to hear from you, where you're listening from. If something has been of encouragement or has helped you in any way, I would really, really appreciate it. Hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook, and I'll see you next time.